Hi, it's Kane Hodder, Jason from Friday the 13th. You're watching Slash and Cast. Keep watching, or I'll kill you and your whole family.
What's going on, horror fans? Welcome to another episode of Slash and Cast. My name is Riley, that is Nick, and holy god, we have so much news. But before we get into things here, we want to mention the fact that if you do want to play with us on Friday the 13th, the game, right now we have a group on Xbox called Slash and Cast Fans. So Slash, not an apostrophe, and Cast Fans. Slash and Cast Fans. All right, if you want to play with us, that's the place to go. We'll be on there all the time. We're working on getting a PS4 group, but Xbox guys, make sure you head there right now.
Also, this Wednesday, we are going to have co-creator of Friday the 13th game, Wes Keltner, on the show. He agreed to an interview with us, and we hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. We're working on getting Ronnie as well, but, you know, that's not a guarantee yet, but for sure, Wes will be on Wednesday. But let's go ahead and jump into the news of Friday the 13th game, huh? We got the release date announcement, okay? We got the release date announcement. We got a kick-ass trailer to go along with it, which of course we're going to show right now. Let's check out the release date reveal announcement trailer.
Rated M for mature.
I know, man. That announcement trailer was epic. I thought we were just going to get, hey, it's coming out this day, not some fancy trailer. That was legit as hell.
And my favorite part of the trailer is at the end, early 2017, gets sliced into the reveal May 26th.
Yeah, May 26th, 2017. Now, I can already see the comments being typed. I can already see the hatred going out to Gun Media and ourselves. I can already feel that. Okay, we get it. It didn't come out in April. And it's technically, by a technicality standard, is not early 2017, but who the hell cares? They made it in May. Good for them. I'm proud of them. All the credit in the world. They're you know, a lot of issues came up in the certification process, which and, you'll hear more about on Wednesday from Wes.
And a lot of them wasn't Gunn Media's fault.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had issues with Sony, Sony Europe getting in contact with them. I mean, 3 weeks with no response at all. Of course, as usual when it comes to Australian horror games, it was tough to get certification passed there. Just be due to the content. Hey, they got it out. May 26th isn't a bad wait, and it's going to save us from failing college because we'll actually be out of finals. That's nice.
Thank you.
yeah. Now, ultimately, the game looks extremely smooth. That's the most smooth that we've seen it. And yeah, there's no real bugs. I mean, the fact that this is a small independent company making this game and it still looks this good is incredible. So, man, hats off to Gunn Media for real. Like, it really does look great, and that's for any independent game. It does stand out. Well, listen, man, we always talk about Part A Jason, okay? Once again, Part A Jason looks fantastic. Like, I can't get enough of Part A Jason.
Do you see that?
Like, I cannot get enough of the Part A Jason and the Part 6 Jason. Those two look so good and so badass. Now, all right, so we also said Bugsy and Eric look fantastic. We haven't really got to see them much, and right. So we got a good look at them in the trailer. They look great. Now, the trailer did come with some things we haven't seen before, and a lot of that came with personalization. Like, for example, with clothing, this is the first legitimate look we've gotten to see at that. Now, as you can see, there's tops, bottoms, and shoes. So, nothing crazy, but there are a lot of options there, more than I thought there was going to be. Mm-hmm. So, you will be able to have some customizations there with your characters. Now, with that came perks. Now, perks was recently announced, like really recently mm-hmm. announced. Now this is, we only got one example here, so it seems like you get a perk and it comes with a positive and a negative. The perk we saw here was Sneaky. You move faster while going through windows and getting in or out of hiding spots. All right. And so, like I said, that comes with a positive and a negative. The positive in this situation, of course, was window and hiding spot speed increased, but the negative is more damage is taken in those processes. So it's cool, man. Let's see, what else does that really come with? What other perks will we see? But yeah, it's cool that they gave us a sneak peek. It does happen fast. Yeah. Like they didn't want to show it quick, so
I'm sure we'll be getting a forum post in the next month explaining all the perks.
Yeah, absolutely. If not, be surprised when you play the game. You know, it's more things to discover. Having everything, you know, spoiled for you going in, it kind of sucks.
Right.
Which is why us not knowing how to kill Jason is cool, too. You know, it gives us something to look forward to when we actually get to play the game. Now, as for pre-orders, still can't pre-order at this time, okay? For PS4, you won't get it at all. You won't be able to pre-order on consoles, that is, like on the PS4 console, until it is actually released. You won't be able to buy it. If you already did pre-order, though, during the backer kit and Kickstarter, you are fine. You will get, an Xbox is called a token, but you'll be able to get the game regardless before.
Right.
Now, Xbox will be soon, along with Steam. Now, he said on Discord, Wes Kellner himself said Steam pre-order should turn on around April 26th-ish.
So it should be this week.
It should be this week. That's great news, mm-hmm. huh? Yeah, so there's your release date. There's all your all you angry people begging for one. There it is. Not as early as you wanted, sure, but it's there and it's plenty early enough. I'll try to catch up on a lot of sleep throughout this month.
Yeah.
So I can prepare myself for the next few months.
Gonna be a lot of late nights, I can tell you that much.
Absolutely. Once again, Xbox group, if you want to play with us, that's where we'll be on the most. But we're hoping to bounce between all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is not the only news we got this week. It's not the only big reveal we got this week. We finally got the first big look at Tom Savini's Jason, right? Now, we saw the top half a long time ago, but we've been waiting to get the reveal of the bottom half and see how it works in gameplay. We didn't know what weapon he used. All that was revealed in the trailer this week. So, let's go ahead and take a look at Tom Savini's Jason. Thank you. That deserves another holy shit. My God, it looks insane. I mean, you can see here. Now, it's nothing crazy reveal came from the bottom. Nothing real crazy there. The biggest thing is the top half, he is indeed on fire. It looks epic. He does look beefy as hell.
Yeah.
The chains wrapped around his waist are really cool. All of them around his wrist as well. Just epic.
Right. And his weapon of choice is a trident. Now, you know, Aquaman, he took it from Aquaman. No, he took it from the devil.
Yeah, this is indeed the devil's pitchfork,
yeah.
Right? So this is similar to part two in a manner that, you know, part two is rocking around with the pitchfork. But
he
literally stole it from the devil. That's what they said on Twitter. That, yeah, he threw down with the devil and he came out with his pitchfork. What's up? That's epic.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of this came with questions and what we're going to see with, you know, he's on fire, okay? So what happens when he goes into the water? Is he going to steam off and then it'll, you know, shoot up smoke? At this point, that is just too complicated. Confirmed on the Discord, Wes said, you know, it's just more graphics and more difficult certification process if we step forward with that. While it would be cool, it's just not possible at this time.
Right. And the music you heard, Harry Maffredini, amazing.
Yeah. So it is confirmed that it will be different music per Jason.
Yes. Each Jason will have different music. That Savini one, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. In general, the score that we've heard so far is amazing, including the release date announcement trailer.
Yeah.
Some kick-ass music from Manfredini in there as well. Now, this, of course, came with even more news. So there's even little reveals in here. There were issues with the drawers, as you saw with our counselor there, that she couldn't close them after looting into them, right? If you loot into drawers, you're out of luck. They're not closing, so Jason will know you're there.
Yeah, I mean, that helps with when you walk into a cabin, you know if somebody's already been there and already been through the drawers.
Yeah, so while it does help Jason know where you've been and what you've been doing, it does also help you save you some time, you know, instead of digging through drawers that have already been dug through.
And again, each game is different. Each drawer will have something different in it, if maybe some nothing at all.
Yeah, so keep that in mind as you move forward into cabins and whatnot. Now, this came with a little bit of another announcement. We did get a look at the original concept art that came from, you know, from Gunmini here. Now, this still looks amazing. Now, there's minor changes from this to the actual Jason, but this is an epic picture as is, and this is worth putting on your computer wallpaper if you're really feeling crazy.
Yeah, epic.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I'm so excited to play with them this game. People have been asking us a lot recently. It's like, well, you know, or did you pre-order them? Hell yeah, we pre-ordered them. Are you kidding me? And then, are we going to play with them a lot? You goddamn right we're going to play with them a lot.
I only wish we would have, you know, got some extras to give away.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could tease them to seek me new codes. I'll pay for them. I swear to God. I just want to be able to give away codes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and move on to some things that we haven't gotten to really discuss in the past, and that's because we weren't a part of it, and that was Discord. Huh? Now, Nick, he's been our Discord guy.
Right. So if you don't know, there's a Friday the 13th the Game Discord server, and it is not run by Friday the 13th the Game. It's run by fans. You may see they retweet stuff a lot from Rain Skull. He is the server owner. Yeah, and
cool guy.
Yeah, and there's discussions. There's even like you can looking for players with your people on your platform for when the game finally comes out. You get, I mean, people from Gun are on there. Ben, Randy, sometimes Ronnie, and Wes. Wes is in there once per day at least.
Yeah.
And some of the guys from Illphonic too. They're in there. Mm-hmm. You might also see Jason Takes Omegle. He's one of the camp supervisors is what it is. He's one of the head moderators on there. And you'll see Charmin Xsoft in there.
Yeah.
And I'm in there all the time. Yeah.
I'm in there as well sometimes from time to time. Nick is in there all the time.
Right. But... yeah. I mean, there's discussion. If you get a little off topic, you can, you know, get a little off topic, mm-hmm. come back. There's very little rules.
Yeah.
And you.
the thing I like about it, it's a legitimately nice community to be within.
Yes.
There are some Friday the 13th the game communities in general that just come with people that are not informed at all in the game. There are a lot of communities in general that just don't know a lot about the game, and they're asking the same questions every day. If you're heading into the Discord, you get people that understand and love it just as much as you do. And there's other stuff. I mean, there's a movie night stuff that they do.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to keep the fans together and be able to play with each other in the future.
There's even a Friday the 13th dank meme section.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have you know, a way to listen to the music from the game or music from the past movies. It's just a cool place to be and a good way to keep updated on the game.
I'm on there right now.
Yeah, right now. You're getting messages from us right now.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, you know, we'll put an invite link into the description and on the screen. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good way to talk to all of us. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, also, more things happened this week when it came to Friday the 13th the game. And so a PS4 theme was leaked. It was accidentally released by Sony, right? And so it was out for, I don't even think it hit 24 hours, really.
No,
it wasn't out that long. A lot of people got it, and it's kick-ass, by the way. I was like, Nick, go download it right now for my PS4 before it's gone. I didn't get it in time.
No.
God.
And Ben on the Discord put it in there and said, heads up for those wondering where the F13 PSN theme went. It was not supposed to go live. We will have it for you later.
Yeah, so it's coming back. It's just gone, you know, they weren't supposed to release it yet. Sony wasn't supposed to do that.
Right.
But it is, it's very cool. The music that comes with it is very cool. And, it's also good. It was, at the time, because this happened before the release date, it was a good sign that it's coming, you know, we're getting a release date soon, and that did indeed happen. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Can we get something like that for Xbox? I know they don't do themes, but I just kind of, can we get something cool like that?
Yeah, as soon as that goes live, it's going on the PS4 over here.
Yeah. You're goddamn right. All right, some more things. Just little questions that have been coming up. For example, do counselors blink? Wes Kellner once again came to the Discord and confirmed that they do indeed blink.
Yeah, we were just, you know, hey, someone said, hey, do the counselors blink? We were all, you know, watching different trailers, watching gameplay, and then Wes just put, yes, the counselors blink, even in the menus.
Nice.
And,
that's actually kind of cool.
Oh, hi, Wes. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, so counselors do indeed blink. So there's a little update for you. And now another big question that's been coming up a lot is, you know, how the boat works within the game. Is it an escape option? And it is indeed an escape option. Now we've discussed that in the past. How exactly does it work? You know, that's for you to find out.
Right.
May 26, 2017.
Right. And and Wes even said they are random, just like the cabins.
Right. So, yeah, it'd be kind of, I'm really curious when it comes to the boat, how it actually works, and especially if it's an escape option. You're in a lake, you know, you're in a lake, so I imagine there's some part towards, like, the exit that you have to get to, and once you get to that with it, it seems like a death trap to me, ultimately. Like, you're kind of screwed in the water at any time. How fast is the boat? God, that's my question.
Is it a rowboat?
Dude, the paddle? It's not.
Hey,
we saw that it's a motorboat, that'd be funny if it was. If you had the option rowboat, didn't have to build as much, you know, and then just get in and hope for the best?
True.
I'm just saying, that could be an option. Can we start the verification process over and then just cancel the release? I'm just kidding. All right. Another thing that happened, originally announced in the Discord, again, it was how mouse and keyboard and controller mappings are working within the game, and we also got some pretty good looks at that. So here, it's your basic layout. It's what we've seen before. And now we're going to break down the mouse and keyboard mappings. We'll try to go over it on the Xbox controller here. The biggest difference between them comes from push to talk. That's not available on consoles because of Sony and Microsoft are very picky when it comes to chat in general. So even having the proximity chat was a difficult process through verification. But I mean, let's go and look at the Xbox controller. You got, you know, your flashlight options, your map and objectives. It's pretty much the exact same things we saw in the beta. But there's some stuff like here, use small items to, you know, use your activity. And then, of course, your attack options, being able to look behind you, a rear view option. So, I mean, little things that you need to focus on when moving forward in the game. Now, of course, this is all stuff that you have to focus on as a counselor. This is, trial and error type stuff like any other game. Now, Jason, you have the ability to, it's how it shows your shift, your stock, your morph, and your sensibilities. So literally just the same thing as we saw in the beta.
Right.
Nothing really new there. But if you are interested in such controller mappings and mouse and keyboard options, there will be pictures through Imgur in the description. So you can get a more detailed layout.
And again, we found these pictures on the Discord, and then within 5 minutes, they were posted on Twitter. So I saw them before they went on Twitter.
Yeah. So it, usually stuff comes to Discord first.
Barely first.
It matters. We got a release date. It's happening. All right. So excited. So excited. May 26th is a great time. Once again, guys, this Wednesday, Wes coming on the show. If you do have any questions for Wes, please go put it on Twitter with hashtag /andcast, and we will be sure to drop by some questions for you. Let's not ask the dumb ones, okay?
When is the game coming out?
Can
I pre-order for PS4?
Is this Savini Jason still available for pre-order? All the stuff that are infrequently asked questions, please don't ask those ones. Give us something to actually give the guy to work with, you know?
Yeah.
That is going to be it for SlashCast today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Editor, roll that outro. Hey, you. Thanks for watching this episode of SlashCast. If you enjoyed, make sure you drop a like and click that box right down there to check out last week's episode.
Also, if you want to check out the film the fans are calling the best fan film of all time, make sure you click that box right down there to check out our Friday the 13th fan film.
While you're at it, click that circle right there to subscribe to our channel and never miss a video again.
As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.